What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And I'm actually just right here in my car. I'm just doing this because I know that content is super important. So whenever I can, I've been busy super crazy lately. So whenever I can, I really just want to be able to do a podcast, be able to have a insight on a lot of my thoughts, a lot of my opinions. So that's kind of why I do these podcast in the car, and I'm hoping that the audio isn't too bad, because usually when I do them I have my microphone on and it's attached to the laptop, but I am obviously doing it in here. But I've done it many times in the car. If you are a listener of the Alpha podcast, so you know, a big thing that has really been on my mind, a big thing that really has been noticeable in my life at the moment, at this part of my path in this life or whatever, how important it is to learn different things, such as your car. Your car is, well, again, a car, if you take care of your car, it will take care of you. And that's the same thing with your body. If you don't take care of your machine, this thing that you walk with almost every single day, literally every single day, not almost, every single day, unless you're not able to, but you're using, you know, this body, our machine, and it's important that these different segments, these different things, like these different situations are parts of your life in which you have to balance out. So with your car, if you don't take care of your car problems, you're gonna have car problems, obviously. But the thing is, sometimes we kind of don't see that. Like, even with myself, my car, I need a bunch of maintenance on my car, and it's because I didn't focus on it. When I first had my car, it's a 2000 Acura Integra, and when I first had my car, I just never really focused on it because all my maintenance was good on time. My car was running great, perfectly fine. Went to Big Bear with it, drove perfectly okay. So now it's kind of different. Now I feel like I have to change that perspective. I have to look at it and be like, sorry, give me one moment. It's super, super duper hot. And I'm about to blast this AC on me, making sure it hits my face. So yes, with these different situations, these different categories, it's important that we understand the balance of it. And not having the balance in whether it's relationship, whether it's with your family, whether it's with your health. I don't know the situation with you, and I know the situation with myself, because that's how you end up growing or getting out of those places, by first realizing and seeing the different situations. So I don't know, I feel like I really want to do something in my life that will benefit me, and I know I should probably stop is probably with cannabis. And I'm gonna say it openly, I really feel like that's a big one for my health. Now, cannabis, I don't have nothing against that, I don't ever will. I just feel that at times, I am a cannabis patient, so for the record, and I just sometimes don't feel like I need to be using it as often as I do, and I always control it. I never like to get high at work, that I never like to do that. I want to be able to focus, I want to be able to think straight, I want to be able to not feel tired as one normally would when you're fucking baked at work. Especially driving, like that's my job when I'm doing deliveries. So it's not a good combination of things, as well as my health. Like with cannabis, obviously, if you smoke cannabis or know about it, it does create a hunger in your stomach. Well, I've always been having a fast metabolism in high school, and now I feel my metabolism has changed, but it's definitely, cannabis definitely affects it, because whenever I have hunger and I get high again or something, I usually try not to do that. If I ever want to inhale cannabis, if I ever want to just do it, whatever the situation is, you know, an edible, I don't know. I always have to make sure that I understand what it is. Sorry, one moment. I have to make sure that I eat before a meal, so, or eat and then maybe inhale some cannabis or whatever the case is for you. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, I've been feeling like maybe it's time. Maybe this is a point in my life where I do need to sacrifice this. And I don't have anything against it. And maybe I do come back to cannabis in a while. But I've been really debating that in my mind. And sometimes I'm just like, ah, but it's just cannabis. But the reality of it is I really want to focus on my health. I want, like, there's certain things I want to do. And I feel like I can't do it sometimes because of cannabis. And that for sure kind of bring me down sometimes. So I guess if the negatives outweigh the positives, then maybe it is time to realize that change. But it can be hard because I've been with cannabis for a while. So I'm definitely going to have to deal with something there. I'm sure nothing too major. But definitely a challenge regardless with cannabis. And I feel I've been always open about it. I've never been too, like, tripping out about it. I've never been too, like, aware about it, what I say, and, I mean, just things like that. So saying it now, like, it's okay. And at times I do feel like I can be or am addicted to cannabis. And it's a real thing. There's a lot more options out there in which you could be addicted to, which are probably way worse. And that's for anything, but really any addiction is never any worse, or any addiction is never just like one's stronger than the other. I mean, addiction is addiction, and it is what it is. And when you say it, you're kind of like, whoa, like, what the fuck? That's just, I don't know. I feel like that's just how it is, and I'm feeling really open about it. Making sure that I kind of keep it that way. I mean, what's to hide the shame? And yeah, people can say whatever they want, but the reality is it's my life, and judgment will always be placed upon everyone. So I'm just moving, I'm just going, doing my thing, trying to stay quiet and keep going and keep hoping and keep improving as a human being, keep my health straight, and all that's a really big thing to me. So I think that maybe it wouldn't be for the better. Now if I feel like it is, then yeah. I mean, even right now. So yes, I mean, that's kind of my thoughts on it right now, on how I feel about cannabis. And what I'm probably gonna end up doing is just stopping for a while, or maybe forever. I'm not too sure. I'm not too sad about it or mad or anything like that. It's just more like, oh man, like, that was, you know, I don't really like to drink, just because family, just because I don't really like to. I mean, I don't like alcohol, how it is, how it fucking tastes. That shit's gross, and I've never been a fan of that. I've gotten drunk, just about probably drunk probably once, and never again. But I mean, you know, I'll do it. Drinking, people always ask me this when it comes to being out with friends, and then people start drinking, like, why don't you like to drink? And I don't like to drink. Yes, of course, my dad's an alcoholic, and yeah, that does play a part of it. It's not the big reason. For sure, it does play a part of it, in which I don't want to continue that cycle. But as well as me just not actually liking it. Like, really, I don't really fucking like it. It's just, I don't like beer. I hate the taste of beer. I hate the smell of beer. Trying it just makes me want to throw up and vomit and gag. Alcohol, I'd prefer to take, just because it's a shot or something like that. And yeah, it does, in a moment, feel like just fucking straight rubbing alcohol. But hey, it's for a couple seconds, and you can get a nice buzz off a couple shots. So that's what I'm chilling about. And you don't get stupid fucking massive bladder. But I don't have anything against drinking. I really don't. Everyone's entitled to their own things, whatever they want to fucking do. That's on you, and you know, you obviously know the consequences. So yeah, I mean, everyone can drink or whatever, or smoke weed, whatever the case is. And yeah, I mean, just that's kind of a thing I wanted to discuss. So thank you so much. I know this is a small podcast, but thank you so much for listening to this. I've been trying to just kind of put the time in for these podcasts. I'm just doing them in my car, and I'm just gonna be enjoying it now. I'm just gonna be really trying to have patience with it and just relax, understand different kind of abilities to grow, and really, really, again, going back to what I just said, patience, like, that's a big thing. Patience has been on the mind, and I've been really trying to learn patience because it teaches discipline, and it really does. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. Until next time, stay safe during this pandemic. You already know how it is.